It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Curry steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Hello and welcome to a June edition, we'll call it, of the Warriors plus minus podcast. Tim Kawakami is with me. NBA finals are coming up. But as you know, May and June is like the lead up, the build up to transaction season. And then eventually late June draft is transaction season in the NBA. And that is top of mind for the Warriors as the Pacers and Thunder will play out the NBA finals.
Yeah, I mean, this is when you start figuring out what you're going to do. Warriors played two rounds or most of two rounds, and they get to figure out how they're going to get any better, what they're going to do with Jonathan Kuminga, which is a topic we're going to have to discuss a lot, have discussed a lot, always discuss a lot. We're going to just keep talking. Even if they trade him, Slater, we're just going to keep talking about Kuminga. Why not?
If he is elsewhere, like his performance will be tracked not just us or Warrior fans or NBA fans, but also internally within the Warriors, because obviously, like, his long-term future and upside is at the heart of you know, dispute or whatever you want to call it, the idea, the conversation, the discussion on whether to move off him or not. You know, what he becomes will be part of the conversation.
He's 22 years old, has been underlined to me both authentically and also a little sarcastically, because it's like he's been there for a long time and he's still only 22 years old and you don't know what he's going to be. But he's also had 4 years. It's just this long, the enigma part of it. And you know, I just think it's multi-tiered at this point. It's like, realistically, what can they get for him? What's the offer out there, that if there is one, what can you do with it? That's it. It's like three parts to it, and you don't know. Maybe they're beginning to know, but you don't really know till there are offers on the table and they know, okay, this team has this player. We might want this player. We might not want this other team's set of players. And that's the entire Kuminga question.
Marcus Thompson was there and then he joined us and then he just said,
I don't want this anymore.
He's like, they're already on a Kuminga conversation. I'll check back in later. He's like, can't talk a little NBA finals or no. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. Like, the market has to play itself out. You know, stuff they don't control, which is like how interested the league is in him and what they're willing to give financially. And there's a lot of dominoes out there in the league, you know, which Kevin Durant is one of them. You know, Miami, from what I gather, is a team that potentially would have some interest in Kuminga. But, you know, they are going to be kind of, you know, in the potential Giannis, Kevin Durant market. So theoretically, what happens there is a domino. Marcus Thompson showed back up. At some point, I'm going to get y'all a take from Marcus Thompson. But Tim Kawakami.
He's entered the show and left it twice. We are really, really
mostly honest. Because I think he's not in on this discussion.
No. I my sense is, because there could be a lot of movement of big names, and Giannis is in there too, you know, that the Warriors might try to get a piece of one of those deals. Like, try to get a piece of it. Somebody needs something extra. A couple other draft picks have to get up. So if you're moving draft picks and you slice in, you know, a Kuminga contract into all that, what do the Warriors get out of that? I don't think you wrote something about it last week. I totally agree with it. You know, and they only could get back base year compensation. It's a very complicated thing, but they can only get back half of whatever his new contract is, presuming it's up to a certain number. Like, they can get the full number if it's only like $9 million, right? If it goes over a certain number, they can only get half of that number. I think that's the case.
Yeah, it's about if the contract takes you over the cap. That's like the fourth qualifier on when it becomes base year compensation. But like at that point, what you're talking about, if it's a $9 million, like, you could let them walk and be a full taxpayer mid-level team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We're assuming it's over $20 million. Let's just say we're assuming it's over
$20 million. The base year compensation issue is monstrous for them. And honestly, like if Kuminga does come back, that will be at the heart of it. Of course, there will be, you know, the talking points of like, we still view him as part of the future. And Steve Kerr's already said, if he is back, you know, they're going to, you know, you give a longer runway to lineups that weren't given much of a runway late in the season. And I think there will be a genuine attempt to make it fit. But part of the reason he would be coming back is because he gets the kind of contract that could be traded in full come December, January, February of this year. It's also asset management here, which really matters. And I do think, yeah, if it ends up with him being back on the roster, the base year compensation issue is going to be at the heart of that. Marcus Thompson, how are you?
I'm exhausted. I'm getting ready to leave Anaheim, and I've got a bunch of graduates with me.
How many?
Three.
Soon to be graduates?
No, they
just graduated. Happened? Sorry.
Just graduated, so.
I can't believe you can sit still for this period of time when you've got the crew.
We came down to Disneyland to have some fun, including my high school graduate daughter. And this is just a lot of
teenagers. This is supposed to be a happy time,
Mark. A lot of teenagers. Oh, they're plenty happy.
Yeah, they are. At the expense
of someone else.
Maybe we can get this out on video. MT looks worn down. He looks like he has been chasing people around and grabbing people
out. 12 hours in the Anaheim sun of pays his price. So the odd part is, if, you know, if Kuminga does come back, like, how do they get over the philosophical difference long enough? Because I get it. You get him on a good contract. Like, you can trade him, and, you know, perhaps Kuminga with some money in his pocket is a little bit more amenable to what the Warriors want to confine him to. But it still feels like a massive hurdle. As I was talking to somebody about it on the Warriors, like, you still got to answer that question: how does this work? And especially coming off what happened in the finals, this is going to be the conversation all year if he's back. So
also, to be honest, you could tell people. There's a little bit of like digging their feet in here, where Steve Kerr, he mentioned it on Tim's podcast, and obviously, you know, it's really been at this point 4 years of mentioning it, like who he wants Kuminga to be. And there's also, you know, a little bit of digging his feet in from Kuminga and Kuminga's side right now of like, no, this is who I want to be.
Yeah,
there's a difference there.
Yeah, if there's a good deal out there for him, I just don't think he can stay. I don't think they can match it and go, it's going to be great. like, you know, if it's 26 million a year over four and the Warriors match it and then he's playing 12 minutes a game, I think that would be really awkward. And Kerr would be
a bigger issue, right? He's not making the money. Now if he's making the money and he's not playing, like,
you think he'd be okay? Yeah, you think he'd be okay with it or think he'd be worse with it?
I think it'd be a bigger issue.
Yep. Yep. And it would put them in the tax, like crazy. They're already in the tax. It would put them in the crazy tax, first apron.
Jordan Poole was cool, right? And, you know, when he was making $3 million, the rubric changes when you're making 24,
yep.
25.
Yep.
So I think Kuminga, I mean, I guess there's a universe where you could say, Kuminga, let's level with you. Let's just play this style of play until this ends, and you're gonna be our guy, right? Like, and if you pay him $25 million, that's a easier sell. Maybe he's like, all right, I'll just go rebound and ISO whenever I can. Like,
you know, JK, is he gonna say that? Is he gonna say, oh yeah,
I don't think so. But when you get like, if he gets the salary for it, then it's, you know, if he's taken care of, if his family's taken care of, perhaps that makes him more amenable to stay. Because I always thought he wanted to be here if he's allowed to, like, flourish in the way he wants to flourish. I mean, that's just like a, you know, just kind of like, if I'm Joe and I'm trying to figure out how to salvage this thing and keep the guy I want, it's getting Kuminga to be on board for, like, the next 2 to 3 years. Let Jimmy Butler and Steph and them do their thing, and then it's your team, and we're going to pay you, you know, $25 million a year until we get there, and then when it's your time, you'll get an even bigger salary. Maybe that if that works, I could see that being a feasible game plan for Kuminga. But if he's making $25 million and he's playing 12 minutes, we're not getting $25 million to not ask about it.
Yes,
exactly. Nobody else is getting the money to not make it a big deal. So it would be a deal. Like, it's a deal now, and he's not making $25 million. So once he gets the big contract, you know that's going to be a big deal. And that's the thing. If they're keeping this together and they've got the Jimmy and Steph and they're going for this run, like, how much can they stomach having to deal with this clear clash of philosophy? If Kuminga's back on this roster, I mean, what if he ends up getting $20 million a year out on the market, and the Warriors are like, "Yeah, man, we could match that easy."
Can match it and then trade it in 6 months. Like, you could.
But that's what I'm saying. That's 6 months of dealing with.
Yes. Yes.
Slater asking, "Hey, why is he not?"
100%. But I think the thing that matters here, and I think what Joe is going to care about, asset management, right? And I think Mike, we've shown,
absolutely,
Mike is shrewd and a little bit cold in that sense too. Of like, he'll just be like, deal with it. Number one, number two, he's gonna say Jimmy Butler's 35, Steph Curry's 37. November, December, January, like, there should be a level of like, somebody else needs the ball in their hands. Somebody else needs to play heavy minutes, take a lot of shots. We know that Jimmy Butler's not coming back next year. Like, yeah, let me play 81 games, 35 minutes a night. And Steph needs to be managed. So, sure, maybe if they could find it somebody different than Kuminga, but like, regardless, I think we all believe this roster needs like scoring punch, right? It needs certainly there is a clash of like, you know, long term desires, and especially in the most winning environment, the playoff environment. But isn't there just like a need for this roster to have some of the stuff that Kuminga does have, which is just like isolation, scoring, creation? I mean, Marcus, we've all talked about this forever. So I would be hesitant to give that up unless you were getting something like that back, considering the age of the main guys on this roster.
I will say, though, it would take you into first apron likely, and that has its own problems, and you're paying dollar for dollar. Again, is there a player that they could turn him into that would make them better? The head coach does not believe that this is how you get better, by having John Kuminga back on the team. I think we can say that. He's not said those words, but I do not believe that they can say playing 28 minutes even of John Kuminga makes them better. I think the head coach might think that makes them worse. So is there somebody out there that they can fit into half of what the salary slot would be? Again, these are all complications on a team that would want Jonathan Kuminga for $28 million or whatever the number is, that's a rare, it's a, you know, it's like a little bit like, you know, a tough needle to thread, but possible. Or it could take 6 months and everybody just understand that. Now, Jordan Poole was not the same. Like, I think there were some expectations that he'd be on the team for a while or some thoughts that it could happen. But Meyer said it before he signed him. Like, you know what? Sometimes you sign guys and their value is what their value is. And you don't want to lose them. You don't want to get hit with a big restricted offer. That was, they signed him before he would hit restricted free agency. But at some point, the sides knew that could be a trade. That turned out to be a year later, but maybe they could come to that agreement with Kuminga. Like, we'll try for 6 months and then we'll trade you. You know, like if all else fails, you get your money and then we trade you. And we trade you for, we can get more dollars back. But I think that is going to be a testy situation. And likely there is somebody they can do this for. Again, we've thrown out, you know, I've thrown out the Bruce Brown name. I'll keep throwing that name out. But he might be at a higher number than that. I don't know. DeAnthony Melton, if he would be happy to come back. Now, that's a kind of low-level guy coming off of multiple injuries, but I think that's about where you're going to land with this. Now, are they okay with that at a time when they do need one more player, two more players, three more players? I don't know, but I just think the Kuminga, the throwing them higher in the luxury tax plus the first apron, plus the non-fitting, plus I don't think – you know, several of them in there believe, and I would say include the locker room with this, or think that that's how you improve. That they still do need to improve, not be the same. And you need to improve for right now. Like, they need to be better. And the one vehicle they have to be better was two. They got draft, future draft picks, and they got Kuminga. And to not use one of them in a holding pattern, I think there would be not just with Kerr. I think there would be frustration within other parts of the organization. Not Joe Lacob, though. We could put that one to the side. But we saw who he was sitting next to at the opening for debut game of the Golden State Valkyries. But I think practically this is going to break down in a way that is going to be really hard to bring him back.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
The timeline matters, though, because, I mean, we're mentioning, obviously, some of the CBA issues at play. And if you – there was frustration in this – I'm just going to use this past season as an example. There's plenty of others. But, like, December, right? We saw where their season was heading in December, January. And, obviously, there was angst among the fan base and even within the franchise. And you guys even remember when they lose in Toronto, and I think it might have dipped them below 500, there was – the post-game talking points, right, of Steph being like, don't mortgage the future. And then there was enough of a backlash where they won in Minnesota. I remember Steph even talking directly to the fan base, started talking about, like, Twitter fingers and, like, we're going to figure this out, whatever. My point is there was clearly a lot of uneasiness and frustration at the time about the need for the move. But Mike Dunleavy waited till right up until the trade deadline, because that is when the Butler deal to them made the most sense. And that is when it could – be done in a way that they felt was, you know, like, my point is, like, there's a level of patience and leveraging and negotiation that clearly this version of this front office, I think, uses. And to me, the more looking at it is, like, I think they may have to settle for a level of discomfort early in the season, because it is just not the proper negotiation time to utilize the Kuminga contract. Now, maybe that changes. Maybe you add a Moses Moody's $13 million because that counts it full, and add a pick, and you find the type of player that it's worth it, and blah, blah, blah. But I think it could come to a point where, just because it's just not the proper negotiation time, they maybe just say, this has to go into the season.
Here's the thing. Both sides should have signed a deal last summer, like Moody did, so he could have been traded. So Kuminga could have been traded a full price. I'm sure Kuminga didn't, because he thought he was going to have a better year or be big in the playoffs, and his number would be 30, 32 right now. But if you look at it, if he signs a $27 million a year deal back then, maybe that's what they would have offered. Maybe it was less. But let's say he does, then he's definitely traded. Like, he's got his money, and they can trade him somewhere when it likely would have been somewhere he would have wanted to go. Just popped my head when you said trade Moody, because he did sign his deal last year, so that does make him tradable. So, MT, your thoughts
on who they should get?
No, just what the timing
works. Do you have a thought on who they should get?
Yes. Marcus might be taking a nap here.
Pretty soon. Nah, I mean, we talked about this already. I'd put Coby White at the top of my target list. I try to figure out a way to get Trey Murphy if it's possible. But that's not a Kuminga thing. That's all the assets. You know, that's like everybody.
Trey Murphy?
Yeah.
Trey Murphy would be still first, you know. I don't think it's anything
explosive. So I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't just be like, all right, you could go get Kuminga. You got to start. All right, you got to think, like you said, Moody, Pajemski, the Kuminga, and the pick. Like, you know, I think they need to – to me, it's a matter of not just what do you do with Kuminga, but who are the two or three players you can get to really beef this up? Because, like, even like Slater saying, this, you're gonna need 20 games of somebody taking over this thing. I don't even think that's a Kuminga thing. Like, he can help, but if you just say, hey, all right, Steph and Jimmy Butler are out for 10 games, this is your show. Like, I don't know that he's that type of player where you just put the ball in his hands and let him go. They still need players like that. And if you're watching these playoffs and you're seeing the teams that are in there, I mean, it's about multiple threats out there. You know, these dudes are the shooting and shot making just needs to really ramp up for the Warriors. Period. So to me, that's what I'm thinking. Now, I don't know if you can do that and still keep Kuminga, but I'd be looking at guys who could shoot, guys who can handle, long wings, who can defend and play both ends. Like, that's obviously what everybody wants. But I don't know how they come back with Kuminga on this roster.
So here's
I see how they do it, but just
– so I got a question for Slater. Like, you paused the point. It's a good point. I mean, you can use all the salary in 6 months or a year or whenever, as opposed to only being able to use half the salary coming back if you do it now, even if you can come up with a deal. Can you really get more in December, January, February? I mean, really, value-wise, for Jonathan Kuminga? Because we're assuming he's not taking over the league at that point. We're assuming it's tense. We're assuming there's some good things and some bad things as it has been every year for 4 years. Are you really waiting it out and getting more value? Really?
I just think you have more spending power. You have a salary slot. It's a little bit like the D'Angelo Russell to Andrew Wiggins, string where, first of all, now he has to get an offer that even gets you to a point where half of that money is in, like, okay, is there $30 million out there from somebody? We'll see in July. But if there is, okay, then you're talking 15. That's pretty low price tag in the league. And again, now I can say if you find somebody you really, really like, you add Moody to that, that adds 13, you get it up to 28. But then, you got to bring a lot of teams in, and there's apron rules for other teams, and it becomes multi-team, and you got to use a Nets type team that can absorb some stuff in a space because, you could say, oh, well, Kuminga at 30 plus Moody, that's only 28 for the Warriors. Well, that's 43 for another team. Is there a team out there that's ready to just absorb 43 for those two players? So there's just like a lot of complications. Again, this is what John Phelps is being paid for. This is what some of their other front office guys, including obviously Mike, are being paid for, which is finding a way. It's what they did with Klay Thompson. They didn't let Klay Thompson walk out the door for anything. They got as close to the apron as possible by getting Kyle Anderson and Buddy Hield in an amount of money that made sense and fitting them in. So to answer your question, his value may not be changed, 4 or 5 months from now, maybe worse, maybe a little bit better, who knows? But I just think your freedom of movement and flexibility in these moves will be significantly better.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I would just say use him like he's having the non-taxpayer mid-level. Like they don't have it because they're a taxpayer. Use his contract like it's that. So you can take 14 back, whatever that number is going to be,
If you just let him walk, theoretically, you let him just become an unrestricted free agent. That's true. You just use the non-tax. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
So you're it's right. Like almost like losing an asset for nothing.
Yeah, you're almost going to have to do that at some point unless you're taking back all of it. And then you take back all of it, you're in the first apron, like you are. So there's all these little tripwires all over the place. I get the asset, and we know Joe Lacob does not want to give up. We know he doesn't want to, but people have mentioned to me they did it with James Wiseman, and James Wiseman was somebody Lacob loved at the time, at the moment of trading him, or maybe just before, more than he loves Jonathan Kuminga. He loves Jonathan Kuminga, but he loved Wiseman even more. So do you want to give up both for not get a ton back? No, you absolutely. And you shouldn't. I think that might be the place where they're kind of.
Also, I the two timeline stuff, there's been issues within all that. The one thing I haven't, I don't think that Kuminga should be treated like Wiseman in a thought process, because let's be honest, Kuminga is like a far significantly better NBA.
Has done way more.
And look, his free throw rate is super high. His getting to the rim, his paint points. He's set a franchise record 2 seasons ago in dunks in a season. We see ways that what he does impact this team. We understand
he's good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's good. Like he's good in some ways. Again, he's clashes with them in other ways, but also it's not entirely impossible to see this roster come back as relatively as is, which we saw it ended the season at 24-7 in the Butler, and we're threatening in the second round, and view them as a good playoff threat, and also view a paid Jonathan Kuminga who's given more of a runway with some of these lineups, they could work decently. There's a chance that this roster would be somewhat of a mid-tier West threat with Kuminga involved. And sure, it wouldn't be a perfect fit, but it wasn't some massive failure, right? Like we were there, there was the hamstring tweak and, I don't know. I don't know that there's a path for them to get significantly better and enter the Oklahoma City range, but also I don't think they're lower level play-in either as they're built.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Not with Jimmy, but again, they are perennially one hamstring tweak or whatever away from being that, which is the risk of having.
Aren't they kind of that regardless of what they do this summer?
Nah, not if you get somebody. Like if you had a Jordan Poole, you got somebody to hold you over. To me, that's the thing. Like if
But the hamstring tweak, you could have Jordan Poole or not if he tweaks a hammy.
I don't know. If you got Poole
in a playoff series, do you think Poole's going to win you games in a playoff series? Like that's
we've seen Poole win you a game in a playoff series. They couldn't win a game. I'm not saying he's going to win the series. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they get to game six with Jordan Poole.
I disagree.
You would need a. I would say you would need literally Butler. Watched Butler was not in that, like, you know, yeah. I guess full throttle Jimmy Butler mode.
I'm just saying, like
game three was a game they should have won.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's a difference. It's not just a score. It's a ball handler creator score. It's like it's a certain type of – you take Steph out of the lineup, you literally lose that. Like, and Jimmy can do it when the matchup is right, but he can't do it.
Well, take your mind back to game three for a second, because that was the best Butler game, right? That felt like the game that Butler went for, that home game. I think he got sick for four. In game three, Jonathan Kuminga was really good on both sides of the ball. Remember, he blocked a three in the corner. Great. He blocked McDaniels at the rim. He was, like, you know, everywhere on offense. There was even – point in the second half where he put Quentin Post in for him for a little bit, and they were attacking Post, and you were just, like, kind of wondering why they even made the sub. Like, you're like, Kuminga should play 40 minutes tonight. So I guess my point is, like, you better get a threshold better than whatever version of Kuminga you got in a couple of those games. So that was a 55% shooting, 20, you know, something points a game. Sure, he could have rebounded better. Sure, he kind of only creates for himself. He doesn't really create for others. But it's not like – I understand that they went 0-4 in the games where he was a featured player, but I don't think he was the problem within that mix much, really. I mean, he could have done some more stuff, but – the players we're talking about getting back or not, like Trey Murphy is going to stretch the floor. He's going to play defense. He does provide some stuff. He's also been injury prone. He also doesn't really create a ton for himself. Like, he's not solving some of the issues. And Kobe White does.
A massive issue. The dude is lights out shooter.
Deep. He really stretches the floor for sure. I mean, he scored 24
points in the fourth quarter. That's why they lost that game. They couldn't score down the stretch of the game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. And that's ball handler, creator, shooter, remember, everything was compact. They're driving in the traffic. I don't think you're getting better player than Kuminga, especially for the future, but you could probably get pieces that better. If you're going to say Kuminga isn't playing in this system, then you had better lean into the system.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, true. But then you were one hamstring tweak away from again being like,
but they
are. Yeah, but he wasn't in that system, though. The hamstring is the reason why he was playing.
100%. But
before the Steph, he wasn't in there. So they still would have ran into the same problem of, I mean, what happened, right?
I'm just saying it's very difficult to get the player who, when the system is there, fits really well and elevates much better than Kuminga. And also, when the system isn't there, when Steph misses 10 regular season games or Steph has a hamstring tweak and misses the playoffs, also can then reform their game to, like, be a featured guy and score 23 on 50% shooting. Like, that's a really difficult player to – like, Trey Murphy, again, I do think 100% could be more a better rotation-type player, you know, for the Warriors. But if he was on the floor in that Minnesota series, you can't just give him the ball and go, like, create and beat the Timberwolves here. Like, that's not the type of player he is.
I mean, Jimmy and Pods could create, kick it out.
I think Trey Murphy.
I'm not saying you wouldn't take him, but I'm just saying, like, back to the original point of, like, I just think you are kind of a hamstring tweak away from, like, doomed, regardless, with in this situation.
Yeah, but that's
where that's guard better against it with a creator. I mean, essentially, shooting and creating is what they lacked. I think they should incorporate Kuminga. I mean, we've talked about this, but if they're not going to incorporate Kuminga, that's what, you know, they need more of that. And that's what we've seen. Unless it changes. I mean, we watched him not play in the Houston series. It just didn't happen. Like, he didn't play much in game one until, you know, Steph goes down. So I don't think I would have to see a willingness from them to say, let's maximize this dude who could go get you 23 on 50% shooting. Well, if they're not going to do that, you might as well just play up the system and get more shooters and creators.
Let's talk about this in one different way I wanted to say, and a couple people have mentioned this to me, one with the team, one from outside the team, that Draymond is really, I mean, he's not as good. Kuminga's not as good as Draymond, never will be. But that's what's blocking Kuminga, at least in this system, that Kuminga should be the power forward with a shooting center. If you had that, then Kuminga could play a little bit better when what they're doing. He wouldn't be ideal, but he could kind of do it. He cannot play three in this system. He certainly can't play three with Jimmy Butler as the four or vice versa. It just doesn't work. It's just the angles are wrong. And they made a commitment to Draymond Green, and I understand, and they should. Like, that's the guy who they're going to ride with and at times accept his limitations, which are not little, and they are growing. And I think we saw that a lot in the Houston series and a lot in the Minnesota series. Offensively, he is tough to fit things around. It's been great. It has worked out tremendously because he's with Steph Curry. But Kuminga has some of the same limitations in a lot of different ways, but some of the same stuff. And it's hard to put him on the floor with Draymond. That's kind of the issue here. It's partly a Draymond question, but they've committed to Draymond, as they should, as they will. It's still the right decision, probably, but then that really squeezes Kuminga. And then you put Jimmy in there, and it double squeezes him. That's kind of the
thing. I think it's Jimmy not just, is more the squeeze.
But it's also because the coach really believes he's a power forward. It just
That's where it's like what you just say. Here's what the system is. You got to fit that. I think you can play Kuminga at three, but anyway, it doesn't matter. To me, it's harder to find the stretch big who can anchor the defense.
Yep.
Than it is to find, you know, this creator, offensive shooter who can average. Like that's the problem with trying to replace Draymond. Like, who's the guy who's going to stretch the floor so you can play Kuminga and Butler, but also be the anchor of your defense? That guy just doesn't exist.
He exists in the world. They should have got the second
for them anyway.
I was going to say they should have got the second pick the year that Chet Holmgren was the second pick. Honestly, like, this is where the Wiseman miss hurts in many ways, including people like to talk about the alternatives of who they could have got. But y'all remember James Wiseman's rookie year when he was like, go watch a Minnesota game where he hit like three pin down threes. Yep. Like, the idea was he was going to be the newer age stretch center who was going to protect the rim and shoot threes. Obviously, that did not pan out. You would see, what Evan Mobley would later become, what Chet Holmgren has become. Those were top pick centers, 7-footers who could shoot, create a little and protect the rim. And they just they got the wrong one.
If Wiseman wasn't the skinniest one, maybe that's what worked against him.
We want need to get skinnier.
Yeah, it needed to be skinnier. It probably would have worked.
And Wiseman, I'll just say it again. It was like he was drafted in part because Draymond is an interesting fit at power forward. So they thought they were getting a guy who could shoot the ball and they could play with Draymond. And then when the time came, would just be that guy instead of Draymond. And Draymond's given them so much. Continues to give him so much. I'm just saying you do have to fit certain things around him. And now, one of them is a stretch five. Now, is it Quentin Post? Like, we'll see. I'm not so sure about that myself, but I think they want to continue to see what he can do. He can hit the three when he's open. It's a little bit tougher when he's not open. And the game speeds up. I don't sense that they're super out for a stretch five. I would do it, but it doesn't sense to be the number one thing. They are much more, much more interested in kind of a wing, playmaking wing, scoring wing, connector, that kind of thing. But that's just, there are reasons why they've kind of had guys who fit and had guys who haven't fit. Buddy Hield can go through 3-4 games where he's nothing, but he is going to play every single time because they need him on the floor. They need that kind of player on the floor. Brandon Pajemski, they need that kind of player on the floor. Kuminga's more talented than both of them, easily. Might be more talented than them put together. But because they have these other pieces locked in, it just doesn't quite fit. And I can see signing him. I can see trying to put it together. I would understand why they would do that if there's not a good trade out there. I just think you're still jamming it in there because of not just Steph, but Steph and Draymond and Jimmy. And maybe his trade value is even less than 6 months. Like, that's part. Like, maybe you can't even get some of the people we're talking about if you wait 6 months. I don't know. For a team that had not signed him to a contract. If they do it now, it's to the team that's signing him to the contract, right? That's the team that they're going to be able to do this with. So, Kuminga, I know, but that is the number one issue that's facing them.
Well, yeah, because everything's like they talked about it postseason, right? They have their they did the business of getting Steph the number two that they wanted. They gave Jimmy Butler that type of contract. This is about building around them, and really they have minimums and maybe mid levels or this or that. But you know, Kuminga's an avenue, the bigger vehicle to this. So it isn't. This isn't just a conversation about Kuminga's career. It's a conversation about like how to, you know,
there's a question.
Basically, like what Klay Thompson was last season. He ended up being like, you know, the way they were able to, they let Chris Paul walk for nothing to open up the taxpayer mid-level for Melton. And then you know, use Klay to get Buddy Hield and Kyle Anderson. And you know what? You might be talking about those level of free agents again.
Yeah.
This summer.
A question I don't know the answer to. If they do this with make the trade with Kuminga now and get half of what his contract is, don't you have a trade exception for that?
I don't believe so. No,
you do not. Okay, I thought you could get a trade.
They do. By the way, they do have a Kyle Anderson trade exception,
right? Like eight something.
Yeah, I think that's the world they're going to be in mostly. I mean, obviously that's how they got Hield and Melton and Anderson in the first place. Like you just. Like, I think that's kind of the world they're in. And you got to make the right ones. They've made right ones in the past. Otto Porter comes to mind. And at a minimum, right? That was minimum. And, you know, shop at that level or higher and see, try to do it really wisely. And, you know, people do still want to play with Steph. They still do. And they love it when they're here. That's like, that continues to be the truth. And I think Jimmy Butler, you know, preaching about it only adds strength to it that players do want to play with this team still. And I just don't know that you're going to be able to be shopping at the $25 million market rate. You're at the 12 and the 14 and the 8 and the 6 and the 2.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment.
It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I think there's another interesting player who factors into this. Is Brandon Pajemski. Like a better version of Brandon Pajemski solves a lot of these problems. Makes it a little bit less. Are you more inclined by the Pajemski that we saw like at the end of the year, you know, leading into the playoffs, or the one we saw, you know, in the Minnesota series? You know, who really struggled before their last game.
It seems like when they scale his role up, he struggles. Like, hey, you're more on ball. The other team is going to be able to put a McDaniels or another good defender on you, one of their primary defenders. Like, you know, he struggles to create space and separate and be efficient in those type of scenarios. But I will say the guy you saw late in the year where he was kind of scaled back into that more secondary creation, the catch and goes, you know, off of a Jimmy Butler creation, off of some Steph Curry stuff. Like, that guy was super efficient and impactful and did all the glue stuff while scoring efficiently on kind of the backside of plays or you know, zooming them up in transition. Like, you know, he seems to fit the roster that they want to build around. But yes, Steph Curry tweaks a hamstring. It's not like, okay, well, now go score against Jaden McDaniels in a playoff environment. Like that,
go dribble around a lot and not know where you're going and then stop. I'll give Brandon a lot of credit. There was a lot of heat on him, games 3-4 for sure. And he played well in game 5. He hit his shots. And, like, that doesn't mean he's always going to do that. He probably won't. But he gutted it up for game 5. He played well in game 5, hit some shots. I think he has, and he's still young, as we know. Was he 23, whatever? No, not even 23, probably 22. He's only getting better, theoretically. He does have to work on that shot, but the coach likes him. Teammates like him. He fits, you know, little places. I think he's valuable, and I do think, like, he showed up in game 5. Like, we've seen other players struggle on this team in the playoffs and never turn it around. And he went, okay, like, I better play really great in game. And now it would have been a whole lot better if he'd played earlier and played better earlier in that series. But I think that showed some things to the veterans, showed some things to the coaches. I think, you know, like, he's part of their future. He just is. He's like one of those guys who's going to play on this team because he fits, and he really fits with Jimmy.
He also, and this might have been a little bit what Marcus was getting at, he also is, if they are to make a surprise deal this summer, if it's like a stunning trade where they bring in somebody you didn't think they were going to be able to get, he is one of their best sweeteners in that type of deal.
But right? That's what still, I was thinking. Yeah. Deep cash in.
Yep. I mean, teams like him. We know that, right? Other teams like him. Yeah, it is like that's the way to do it. The other surprise one, I mean, I'll just say it, is Jimmy Butler. Like, I don't think they're going to. But if you're going to get a really big contract back, you have to put that one in. Or Draymond. And Draymond isn't as big as Jimmy.
It would have to be to get somebody who's a number two that they view as better than Jimmy Butler with Steph Curry.
It's Kevin Durant, and it's not going to be Durant. But like that's if they're in that market, if it's Giannis, if it's Durant, if it's one of those huge, like,
that's about it. You know, like, the list is very small because of how well Butler fit and how much he seems to be embracing the Warriors, you know,
like Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen, I'm not saying that the Celtics are doing this, but like that kind of player. I have had Warriors people say, we could trade Jimmy Butler. They don't want to. I'm not saying they want to, but like, that's
they would have to get a big
exactly. Exactly. Like, if you hear these names come across, like, they're not doing it for Buddy Hield, folks. I mean, this is good. It's going to take a big contract to do it. And their one big contract to move, which they've always had, was Andrew Wiggins, and they moved him for Jimmy Butler. I don't want that to aggregate. I'm just saying.
You probably are. Draymond's also
Jimmy Butler for Jaylen Brown.
Done deal. Reports.
I just feel like if you're – there is just another way to juice it up. That's like – I mean –
Well, they got the picks. They got picks.
I mean, we're talking about if Draymond and Jimmy and, you know, Kuminga are your 1, 2, 3, you really need 1 and 2 or your 3, 4, 5. 1 and 2 need to be lights out, you know, and obviously 1 is – 2 is a spot where you can do that. And
Jimmy's the number 2. Player.
Yeah, Jimmy's.
So I mean, like the 2 guard position.
Oh, like, 2 guard. Okay. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Jimmy's the number 2 on this roster.
I'm saying like one, like step, if you got your front line is Draymond, you know, Jimmy and Kuminga, like the only way to balance that, I mean, this is the reason he started Moody or Buddy Hield at the 3 because you get the shooting. Well, another way you can do that is get more deadly at the 2 spots. Now you got 2 because they used to do stuff like that when it was Steph and Clay in the backcourt, and Clay could draw all this gravity, you know, and he'd also hit 10 threes if you leave him open.
Clay reunion?
Clay reunion? I mean, you know. Wow. Yeah. Rest in peace to Rocco, by the way.
Yeah.
RIP Rocco.
Very sad. Very sad. I'm sure Clay is hurt on that one. But what's more likely, a Durant reunion or a Clay reunion?
Oh gosh, you talk about trying to get aggregated. That's quite the aggregation question.
I'll let you guys get the.
I'll just say this: Clay's making $16.6 million next year, and let me go over to Kevin Durant, who's going to have a lot of suitors.
52, maybe 50.
Kevin Durant next season is making $54.7 million.
There you go. That would be hard to for anybody.
All right. What about Kevin Durant reunion, Clay reunion, or Andrew Wiggins reunion?
So
I've been told the Wiggins thing, you know, because I think on our last pod, I was like, is it eligible to come back? It is.
I honestly,
I'm not trying to get aggregated, but I would, of those three, I would say Wiggins would be.
I definitely agree with that because that's when I asked you about that.
For it?
No, I didn't understand why it would, because you traded him in a full salary for salary deal. So
yeah,
you can definitely do it again. It's when you do these deals that are not salary for salary that you can't.
Or if you trade a guy, he gets cut. You can't sign him. That's the Ilgauskas.
But I could see them doing that. I mean, he doesn't fit all the things we're talking about, but you go, I mean, would they do Kuminga for, I mean, the numbers, the salaries wouldn't work, but you could maybe start adding some salaries. Kuminga for Andrew Wiggins? Yes. I think most of the people, at least in the coaching
office. Yeah, I was going to say, you said they. There's a lot of theys.
Yeah, not the people wearing Blazers to games, but like the people.
That matters.
Yeah. No, that absolutely does matter. I totally agree with you on that. But I could see Andrew Wiggins coming back or someone like, it would be somebody like him. That's like, it would be somebody like that, like maybe underappreciated, but underappreciated for a reason, you know, isn't going to lead you in scoring in game 3 of the playoffs, but can help you in a lot of different ways. That's who it's going to be. But I think a lot of people in the Warriors organization would think that kind of player would help them a lot and more than some awkward moments with John Kuminga would for 6 months. But you have to find that player.
All right, y'all.
We just did 45 minutes on John Kuminga, by the way.
I mean, we did 45 minutes on the pivot point of their offseason.
Yeah.
You can label it however you would like, but that is their offseason. So,
if you want anything,
Oklahoma City.
I'm flying to Oklahoma City tomorrow, Tuesday. You going to OKC?
Yeah, I'm flying tomorrow.
I'll see you there.
That's what I'm saying. We going to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, we are. So.
Bricktown, baby. I was looking at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, drafted 11th in 2018. Went the Clippers in a trade with Charlotte. Who was taking 2 picks ahead of him? And you know that at all?
Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox. Absolutely. That was like – that look on his – jumps out to you.
Kevin Knox was also – remember, he was like the story of Summer League. Knicks fans were going nuts.
Well, you see him running up and down on the Warriors in garbage time. You go, man, this guy is a physical
– I mean, look, again, we're talking like the minimum like fringe – part of the roster, but there's some fans of Kevin Knox and a belief that, you know, Kevin Knox with a full preseason, he's integrated into their system. Like, I could see him on the roster next year and maybe like having you know, a chance to
ninth, tenth guy. There's worse ninth, tenth. Yeah. The Warriors have had worse ninth and tenth guys. But you could, man, you go, oh, Kevin Knox, I can't believe he was drafted high. And then you see him running up and down the court and hitting some threes. Like some of those times when they're rallying, right? They bench put the starters out, they're down by 25, and they come storming back. At Kevin Knox threes and dunks are part of that. Not that he's the answer to anything, but I just was looking up Shea because Shea was drafted 11th. Tyrese Halliburton was drafting 12th in his year. Like, you can get these studs not in the top five picks, not in the top three.
Who was the Warriors pick that year? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Which year?
This year, 18.
Yeah, 18. That was Jacob Evans.
Jacob Evans.
28th overall. Yeah,
well, you want later than it was later than that.
We're mentioning it was like 28, right?
28. Yeah, 28. Yeah.
This is their first round pick.
Well, the Clippers also had two first round picks that year, 11 and 13. They got Shea at 11. I will give you a hint on who they got at 13. He was one Jerome of those Robinson. Warriors. Yeah, I was going to say it's on the Warriors. Jerome Robinson.
Yeah, it's interesting to go through some of that.
Jerry West was a big Shea guy.
Yes. He's such a Jerry kind of guard.
Yeah.
As I know, Jerry, tough minded, take the ball to the hoop. Shooting guard. That's Jerry loved those guys.
Remember the hot prospect that year? I think he fell a little bit. Was Michael Porter Jr.
Yep. Well, he had the bad medical.
Yeah, he was supposed to be all. I remember he was going to. He was coming out to the Bay. I think he was rocking with Steph. They were trying to get him Under Armour or something. He was at Warriors playoff games.
He didn't play a lot in college, but I just remember watching him somewhere. I maybe been called somewhere like this guy's incredible. But then. You know, he looked like a top three pick, but then you got the medical and you go, okay, I understand. But he still, the fact that he got the medical, he didn't play a lot in his rookie year or something like that. And he still went for like 14, 15, something like that. It tells you what kind of talent he was coming out with a very sketchy medical, which, hey, I mean, it happens. So
Jalen Brunson at 33 that year.
Yeah. Like, you can get guards if you know what you're doing.
Gary Trent, 37.
Yeah,
Jared Vanderbilt, 41. The Warriors have the 41st pick in this draft. De'Anthony Melton, 46 in that draft.
I remember I liked Melton. I liked Melton because I just would watch him at SC thinking, that guy's tough. Another Jerry West kind of guard. You know, that he just – Kyle Lowry was one of his favorite players of all time. Those are good guards to have. Those are freaking good guards.
Was my guy in that draft West Virginia, old bald-head dude, been old since college.
Oh,
point guard, Javon Carter, was he in that draft?
No, yeah, he was. He got 32 right before Jalen Brunson.
I was like, man, I like Javon Carter. He's a bulldog.
Yep. Tough guy.
Decent little career.
I was going to say Joe Harris. Wasn't he West Virginia?
Joe Harris was West Virginia. Yeah. Kevin Pitsnoggle. No, that was Pitt.
there's a guy, Pitsnoggle-like, at least from West Virginia. This anyway,
we're
wandering way off here. I just wanted to look at Shea Gilgeous. I was just trying to check.
Since we're on it, who was the second round pick that year? Do you remember? The Warriors.
Were your second round pick?
Did they have a second round pick that year?
I don't think so. I think it was just Jacob Evans. Let me look. It would have been late in the draft. No, they gave it to the Nuggets, who took Thomas Welsh, 58th. Giannis's brother was 60th in that draft.
They should have taken him.
They should have taken
him. They should have signed him something, do something, get Giannis over here. All right. I think we've done enough draft memories, but I just saw the Shea thing and it just hit me. But Kevin Knox is sitting there, boom, right there. All right,
y'all. Peace. Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones?
Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26. Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.